It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning. Excuse me, the morning mayor, Bob Miller.
And he's playing hurt, and I'm Ryan Hedrick, of course. It's 8:12 at WFMD.
I just need to go to a restaurant chain in Middletown. Oh, no, they're not going to let that happen, maybe.
What do you mean?
Well, there's talks out there that the Middletown of Middletown has a possible ban to ban chain restaurants in the town.
Mm. What do you think about that? I don't know how that would possibly serve the community. Although, if you're looking to open up more mom and pop shops, I don't know. Maybe the thinking is that the big chains like the Walmarts, the restaurants, for the sake of this conversation, maybe the Popeyes and the McDonald's are actually hurting right. Mom and pop shops.
I can't imagine that happening in Middletown. They have great stores in Middletown, and they have great restaurants. I mean, they have great restaurants in Middletown. Mm-hmm. So, is that downtown? There's really no place for downtown to have any more than what they already have. So you're looking at the outsides. I mean, you already have some, quasi-franchise. I mean, you have Black Hog up there. You have Fratelli's. That's got two locations. Mm-hmm. And then I think they have a Dunkin' Donuts up there.
Yeah.
I guess they just don't want a bunch of, dotted restaurants. I guess that's the right. only thing I can think of.
Yeah, and I don't know. I couldn't agree more. I think we need more small mom and pop shops. I think we need more community feel to these communities. Big chains are overrunning small towns. The town's Burgess, according to the Frederick News Post, and commissioners during a Monday night meeting discussed a proposal by Burgess John Miller. Any relation, Bob, to John?
No, none okay. whatsoever.
To prohibit formula restaurants within the town, establishments with numerous other locations, standardized menus, architecture, and other features. Commissioner Chris Goodman asked whether simply banning a franchise restaurant would address the issue. The town already had a Dunkin' Donuts and a Subway, as well as several restaurants with other locations. I think the easiest thing to do is if the town doesn't want these establishments in their town, just not to go to them. I mean, isn't that the easiest way to get rid of something is to put your money where your mouth is?
Well, it's easy to say that. But, be a mom or a dad having to run your kids right after school to go to football practice, soccer practice, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and not being able to run through, a fast food joint, grabbing them something to eat real quick. I mean, that's hey, I love going to the Main Cup. It's a great place. I love going to Fratelli's. I love going to places that are already out there, the Black Hog and stuff like that. They're great places to eat. It's just whether or not, you are thinking about, we have to keep the integrity of the town, or are you thinking about the people who have moved there? I mean, there's a lot of development in that area. And what do they need? What do they want? Are you serving the whole community, or are you serving that downtown community, which is always a very vocal component? And they'd like to keep the small town, and I understand that. I understand that very well. I just don't know, if you're going to get a bunch of mom and pops in there because they can't afford to open up anymore.
Right. The my question is, what's the end game to this, and what does a town look like without big establishments? Miller said Monday, and I'm talking about not Bob Miller, of course, but John Miller, the Burgess, said Monday that he would put his proposed exemptions in writing for the commissioners, and they can decide if the town is interested in moving forward with the discussion. But again, I would love to know what the end game is. Maybe somebody from Middletown, if you can call in and give us some perspective on the story, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Again, go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm just going to say, if that's what the town wants, that's what the town should do. And, I mean, I don't have anything really against it. I just want to know their reasonings behind it.
I'm not going to go off on this on the air. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Anyway, I got distracted. Somebody popped open the door. when I was on the air. 817 at WFMD. You'd like to get involved with the conversation. Again, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Let's go out to the phone line somewhere in Middletown. Daryl, you're on the Morning News Express. You want to weigh in on the conversation. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Daryl. I've lived here in Middletown all my life, and I live about a mile outside of town. And for whatever reason, the town council has always wanted this to be a bedroom community. And for pretty much as long as I've been here, that's what they vote on. So, I mean, if you want something to eat, you know, like a fast food, you got to go to Myersville, you got to go to Frederick, you got to go to Brunswick. But they've always wanted it to be a bedroom community, and I just don't know why.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it. Bob, I think the main driving force there is money, right? People think big chains bring in fast money and big tax revenue. That's the only thing I could think of.
Well, you know, and then you look at the bedroom community part. It's like, you know, and we have that in other areas. I mean, Urbana's the same thing, that they really don't want to, you know, get too involved with the community or the history of the community. They want to shape their own. And I don't know. I mean, Middletown wanted the it's a beautiful area. I mean, just go on top of the Catoctin Mountain one time, go up and look over that Middletown Valley. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I mean, are they really want people to be a bedroom community, to go somewhere else, just come home and sleep and pay their taxes? Or do they really want them to be part of the community? I mean, that's, you know, why not build a community up as opposed to just, you know, hey, here's a place for you to sleep and then go do your job somewhere else and bring back your tax revenue.
Yep. 823 at WFMD. Want to get involved in the conversation this morning. We're talking about the proposed restaurant franchise ban in Middletown. A possible plan in Middletown to ban chain restaurants from the town could have several exemptions that allow businesses with a limited number of other locations or those located around other restaurants, according to...
It's the Morning News Express at WFMD. Good morning. It's Bob Miller, the Morning Mayor, and Ryan Hendrick getting you through the Tuesdays. We've got the Pet of the Week coming up, right?
Yeah, there's a shaggy-looking dog in the hallway.
Oh, a shaggy dog.
A shaggy dog. Needs a haircut, but yeah, we'll feature him or her. Not sure what the gender is on. But you know what? Does the gender matter these days? Can dogs and cats be gender fluid?
No, they can't. They can't. And then here's the other big news. Of course, Simone Biles is out.
Yeah,
of the
that's
Olympics.
A shame. That's a
but
shame.
But I'm looking, and I don't. You know, you would think that you would have all kinds of pictures of this, but of her grimacing or if something happening, and nothing. There's one picture that I've been seeing, and that's it. So
you want the real story? You want the real story on this? So
So
we have the AP wire that has a running dialogue of what actually happened, and the update that I received at 7:17, so about an hour and 20 minutes ago, said Simone Biles and the U.S. Women's gymnastics team are off to a rocky start in the team finals. Biles bailed on her planned vault, opting for an easier one in midair and then struggling with the landing. The rare miscue by the Olympic champion allowed gymnasts from Russia to open up to a one-point lead in the first rotation. Vault has long been a strong suit for U.S. and Biles, the defending Olympic and world champion in the event, yet the Russian athletes have made up considerable ground since the 2019 World Champions Championships. So what I'm getting from this account is that she was probably hurt prior to the event, and when she planned this aerial vault that she usually lands, according to the Associated Press, she had difficulty landing the vault. So maybe she was hurt before, or maybe she just didn't want to do the vault and claim she's hurt. I don't know. I mean, that's a broad assumption for me to make, but who knows when she got hurt. It's not actually saying when she was hurt.
Yeah, well, you know, we wish her the best. And excuse me. And then there goes the hopes and the dashes and the dreams of Olympic gold with her, because she was the, you know, she's the number one gymnast in the world.
So apparently the Associated Press just pushing out another alert just now. She left the floor with the trainer after landing her vault. She then exited the competition floor with the team doctor. Biles returned several minutes later, with her right leg wrapped, and she took off her bar grips and hugged her team and then left the floor again. So, not sure. That is really sad, because these athletes, and I know we politicize the Olympic Games, and rightfully so, because some of these athletes actually help further the fact that the Games are politicized heavily. But she did arrive in Tokyo as the unquestioned star of the Games, but she has struggled, and it culminated in an injury. Maybe she was hurt when she arrived at the Games. Who knows?
Could have been. I mean, you know, they're finely tuned athletes, but I mean, you know, those we expect a lot of them. We expect a lot of them.
Yeah,
so.
And they're
all right, well. It moves on, though, right?
Yeah, and honestly, Bob, it's, you know, I feel like some of these athletes just can't get the advertisements that they would normally land if they don't have some sort of political stance. And that's not fair for these companies to ask these athletes to take a political stand, but more and more we're seeing that they are. I mean, Subway, you brought it to my attention yesterday and I started paying attention. Megan Rapinoe, the U.S. women's soccer star, she's asked to have a political stand because she's gay. And, you know, that I guess that helps her brand, but it doesn't help her public image when all she's worried about is speaking out about something political when she's not a politician. She's an athlete.
Right. Well, but it gives her a platform, and that's exactly what they want, the platform. I mean, she feels that there are injustices, and I'm not saying there are or they're not, but that's, you know, gives the fact that they are superstar athletes, that they become superstar athletes, that gives them the platform to get their point across. Mm-hmm. And that's, they now feel like they have something more. They're no longer just an Olympian soccer player or USA soccer player. They are, I'm this plus this plus this, and oh, by the way, I play soccer.
Right. So they're minimizing what actually got them to be a star in the first place.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 830 talents to get in there.
Yeah, 831 at WFMD. Bob and Ryan taking you along a Tuesday, July 27th.